Welcome back to a new episode of Soul School with our host, Heather McCain.
So I have to tell you guys, it's so interesting. This week I had kind of an interesting interaction, and it really made me think about how the fact that we're all having such a collective experience. And it's so easy, right, to feel like I'm struggling and other people are sort of in this place where they've succeeded, you know, had all of this success. But when you kind of look at those people, they're still very much going through it too. And, you know, a lot of us, the three of us have had many kind of peaks and valleys personally. And I think it's so interesting of thinking about how success kind of goes hand in hand with security. And I was just wondering what you guys were thinking about that, because I know in my life, I've found that the times that I'm really financially successful or sort of in the world's view successful, that that's not the same as being happy. And that really a lot of times when you get to this high level of success, you have more insecurities. You feel more like maybe you have to protect yourself. And I had a really interesting conversation with who is wife. And it really heightened that to me that, you know, she made a $1 million business and she's super insecure because everyone's coming after her, and implying as if somehow it's connected to her husband, which is ridiculous. So I was just wondering kind of what your guys' thoughts were that, because I know, especially you, Randy, you and I talk about this a lot because we've had this personal experience, kind of what your thoughts are in regards to sort of happiness connected to success or if it makes you more vulnerable.
I'll tell you, I've been feeling that a lot lately. So we must be connecting a little bit. Which is that I have done really well at being successful in a lot of areas,
to an insane level to the people who don't. I mean, a level that's just mind blowing at things that people usually can't. Poker, bowling, running bars. So,
well, and just a lot of my businesses in general, I've been able to put in the time and effort to be successful in a lot of areas. And what I have found, especially recently, is that, you know, and this has now spanned over the course of 35 years. So I put a lot of time and effort into my career choices and all those things. But, I've had the ups and downs of the financial part of it and having the extravagant life and all the big houses and toys that go along with it. However, there is there's definitely a component to the happiness part of what you said, is that sometimes what you realize and the lesson that you learn is no matter what you've achieved and the success you've had, the real happiness comes from that next level of things that you need to, you know, not just food and shelter but you start to strive for those things like, you know, love and caring and family and things that are maybe even more important.
I love that, Randy. And we talk about that personally a lot. And I think that the other component of it is when you're at the top, right, it also makes you vulnerable. And this is where the spiritual component comes in, because the three of us, Cain as well, has that energy where we are healers, we're givers, we're wanting to make people pleaser. So it makes you more vulnerable in that way. And then there's this component, and I found this with sort of that people, when you're high, they want to bring you down. So there's a component of talking about you. There's a component of wanting you to feel shame. And people don't realize it's coming from their own hurt. But that, as a human being, is one of the most vulnerable things. And we talk about that too. And I think that Cain, you are susceptible of this because you're a public figure. You are, you know, you're the head of, you know, karaoke. You are a radio host. And so I was wondering how you guys feel about that, because I think that that's actually very hard to be happy with when people are trying to project shame onto you.
For me,
or cut you down.
It's hard because, I've never been,
I've never had the success financially, so I've always had the chase of it. It's not that I haven't done.
You'll get there.
Things, but it's just the fact that I have valued more hanging with my family, you know, and that type of thing, taking care of my kids. And so, and I'm not saying that other people aren't. I'm saying for me, the most I'm rich in spirit, but I'm
poor
financially at times. And that's just the way it is. You know, everybody kind of has their situation, but for me, it's just the chase of wanting the success, but also balancing that with my family life and what I truly care about.
And you have such a beautiful family. And I think that that's a great thing. And it's what we're trying to do with Soul School, because the reality is what I really learned is that life is like Legos, right? What we do internally sort of creates the world around us. It's the universe puts the Legos around us. And so I think it's lovely. Your family, you know how I feel about that. Like, I want to do like a triple date with your wife, because I just think you guys seem like the coolest couple ever. But more importantly, I think that you have that, and now you'll be able to kind of create the financial reality that you're looking for too, which is part of what we want to do here on Soul School, because there are very practical things you can do to kind of create what you want. Before I start, I didn't find Purple Ocean by accident. I had decided that I wanted to make money giving advice online. And then I sought it out, you know, the very best place to do that. And so that's what we're going to do for you too.
Welcome back to Soul School. This is the portion of the show where we do one-on-one sessions with our audience members, and we call that Soul to Soul with our host, Heather McCain.
Hi, Brooke. I really, really appreciate you doing this. It's so nice to get to see you. So, okay, I just got done connecting with stuff, and so certain things pulled, right? And so I wanted to ask you if it kind of fits with what's going on with your life, and then we can kind of connect to it more. But so two energies kind of pulled for you when I was connecting to it sort of emotionally. One was an energy from the past. It really very much picks up as more of like an ex, a long-term relationship. And then the other energy was a new energy. And so I just wanted to see if that kind of fits with what's going on with your life currently and sort of get into it a little bit more.
Yeah, that fits perfectly. And I would love to hear what you have to say about this.
Absolutely. Okay, amazing. Okay, so it's interesting, right? I mean, we'll kind of start with the old energy first, in the fact that, you know, energetically, and you and I spoke a little bit, you know, I want to make sure to not say anything that's too personal, but it's interesting the way that it reads. You're really emotionally releasing it. This person is it. So I feel like that's important for you to know, right? That this idea of kind of like closure or any closure that he's seeking out is, and we're not putting him down, but it's a manipulation technique to try to get back in. And listen, I think that letting that go and having it because of the situation and the circumstances, having it be amicable is the right choice. So, I mean, you don't really need any advice. You're handling everything right with that. So do you have any questions, or is there anything with that that you want to connect to?
No, but well, you're 100% right about healing and moving forward, and him maybe not so much. I know his energy was... there was a lot of pain and a lot of, you know, needed to heal himself. And once he's done that, it's been almost a year. And when I got to see him again, I noticed that was who I met a long time ago, but in a different, stronger healing. And I think it was harder for this person than it was me. I almost felt happy. It was like a healing thing for me. And I think now we're on a page where we can move on and possibly still become friends, because we spent a lot of time together. I mean, he is still very, very dear to me, but I do get feeling. They're like, oh, I just want to make sure you're okay. And I just hope that he will be, you know?
And I really do feel like he will be, in the sense, you did a really beautiful thing for him, right? By pulling your energy away, it did allow him to heal. You're not wrong. I mean, I can pick up on the energetic shift, and I know you're a very spiritual person, and you can as well. The only complication, at least the way it reads to me, and you can tell me if you feel intuitively differently, it picks up that a lot of his healing was for you. So there was an expectation there, and it picks up interesting, Brooke, right? Like, you feel all this peace and he feels all this hope.
I agree. Yes, I agree.
But the good news is that's okay, right? Like, it's just boundaries, I think, with you, especially with the way that this picks up. And you'll see this. This is kind of the predictive component of it. So he's going to have this be a bit of a reintroduction. So you just communicated with you kind of by bumping into each other. You're within the next, I would say, probably 10 days going to have him reengage more and more and more. And so that would be the time to put the boundary so he doesn't get upset about the fact that you do have something else that's good and that energetically you're leaving this where it was, and it has value, but in a different way for you.
100% agree with you. You are spot on.
Okay. Yes. New energy.
Okay. Yes.
So, listen, I think that because you are intuitively connected to yourself and you've been trying to vibrate at a level where you draw people to you that match you or that you're equal, I mean, I don't know. I like this connection for you. I don't know what else to say. I feel like it's on a good trajectory. Obviously, you're still in the beginning stages. I feel like he's love bombing you, but in a healthy way, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Like, this is a different kind of, he's very respectful. And we're friends. Like, we're just really getting to know each other. There's no expectations. There's no, like, you know, you don't feel awkward when you're going to Olive Garden or whatever, you know?
Right. That's really nice.
Yes. Yeah. It's just, you can be yourself, you know? And I've known this person not very long, but my close group of people have known him for a while. So it's not like
huge.
Who are you?
Yeah. So. Yeah, he has basically I don't want to say a testimony behind him, but he has people who know him and that can kind of like vouch for him. I'll tell you this. It's interesting the way that you guys read, and this is a little unique. So I talk a lot on this show about different types of soulmates, right? Because this idea that there's one person for you or even one type of soulmate isn't the nature of what I understand of the universe. He's actually a type of soulmate that tends to be more friendship soulmate, but you people marry these types of soulmates all the time. And we've talked about it before. It's called a kindred. It's a person who, and that's why you feel so comfortable with him, because you're just safe in his energy and you're a similar vibration person. So he's just really into you. You know, I warn people a lot when I do this kind of work, because a lot of times when someone's really into you, it is because they're love bombing you to try to like suck you in so that you're in love with the idea of them. That's not what this guy is doing at all.
Not at all. In fact, I feel like I don't know, some of the interests and things that he had were something that I've loved forever, but never have got to experience it with anybody, or I've never met someone that had these certain aspects or ideas or just other, even like his business, like it's really weird, hard to explain, but it was just like, oh my gosh, this is like my dream come true. And it was just fun.
You're the missing piece.
I love that for you. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Yeah.
And he just so genuinely like enjoys you, which I get, 'cause like you have the best energy, but like, yeah, like, and listen, I don't want to out anyone or anything, but like, he is trying to take it slow and he already perceives you in a really long-term way, which I just love for you.
I felt that. I feel that so much. Oh my gosh. You are so right.
There's no way you couldn't feel this. Like, that's where he's at.
Literally, like, hey, do you want to take a cruise in October or whatever? You got him, like, what? And I'm kind of like, yeah, duh. And then I'm like,
cruises are the best, by the way. Like, I fully support that for you. But yeah. And like, I even, if I, so there's pass and then there's sort of predictions, right? And that's the complication of people playing the part of something, because most of the time the choices you make lead to a certain path that can, you know, you're responsible for what you do. And most predictions are connected to you and your soul contract. So, I mean, you're still on a path with this, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if you married this guy the way this reads.
Like, after I got my divorce, I was always like, I'm never getting married again. Never, ever, ever. And then I just, like, it's been, what, I don't know, 8, 9 years. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds really fun. I really want to. It was my best friend. Yeah.
I love that for you. And I think that the truth is you are in an energetic space now. And if you find the right person, that it's a different thing. It's a different beast for you now. Like, yeah, I love this, Brooke. You know,
I'm at a different stage in my life too, where I am more open, and but I'm also ready for certain things that I wasn't ready for. And yes, this man had happened to come into my life, and it's, yeah, very serendipitous, I guess.
I think so too, because you're in a place where you can put energy into something like this. And I also feel with people, and I'll say people like us, because there is a similarity. And even with Kane and Randy are actually these people too, there's a healer energy. So you tend to have this component, especially when you're younger, where you don't realize that you're actually gravitating people that you're trying to heal. And that's not the component here. This person is super healthy.
Yes. Yes. 1,000%. And there's so many similarities with us that we get each other, you know, like,
you're kindred.
Yes, totally.
If your goal is to marry your best friend, this would definitely be the person. Like, that's what the connection is. It's like a best friend. So
yeah, I with him, and that is what's important to me, because past relationships, it's just hard to communicate. Or, you know, you grow up having these certain ideas and how to do things. And instead of communication, it's like, no, we're doing it this way, we're doing it that way. Or, you know, we expect to change this person. Or, and this is a time where it's like, be you. I want you to be you. And I want to love you. I don't want expect anything else. You know, I
love that. And I think, I'm sorry, not to interrupt you. I think with the type, when I was connecting to you, with the type of soul that you have, that's actually the most important thing, right? To be able to communicate. Like, I really feel like there's a lot of complication in sort of, you can't be with a type of person who doesn't have the ability, their way is the right way. There's no communication. There's a component of, oh no, you're doing it wrong. Like, no, I just have a different perspective. So that's what we love about the new connection.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And also, like, the people, like you said, when I would want to be with or around and gravitate towards were the people that I felt like, oh, they need healing, or
they need me.
And I'm like, nah, I want it equal.
Yes. And that's like the great evolution. So we talk about on the show some about how we all have, in Greek mythology, it's called a tragic flaw, right? But it's something that you have to sort of heal, and that it's not in the beginning of your life. It's in the middle of your life where you start to have these realizations. And a lot of times for healers, and certainly the case for you, it's that shift of like, no, I need equals. Like, I'm not going to keep pouring into people. And listen, I think that your last relationship, and you don't need me to say this, I had a lot of value too. Something doesn't have to be forever. Absolutely. For it to, you know, it's just, you are in a transitional phase. And I do believe that unfortunately, I think you're going to see what I'm talking about pretty soon. You know, where he's great and that was healing, but there's this component of trying to suck you back in. And there's a component of him now, you know, all this time has passed, and I don't think you realize this. We can cut this out if you don't want this aired, or if it's hard for him. But like, I don't want to out this person. But there's this real component. Part of the reason why he allowed this much space, Brooke, is because he's been waiting for this, right? There's this component of feeling like this is what you need and he's going to do this stuff. It's always with the end goal of kind of. And so for you, it was like this beautiful healing thing. It's like all this time has passed. But for him, I think you're going to find that it's a different experience. But the good news is this is healthy and you'll be able to put the boundary and then he'll be able to grow for himself and not for some idea of something that he can get back.
And it's up to me to decide how to like put my boundaries up, like you said, and things very clear. And I do believe we are with people for a reason and we all get something from that.
And arguably.
Oh, and I got, and he really did inspire me in so many ways being with this person. So, I mean, it was, but it was just really hard to see somebody that needed to kind of go on his own. And it was hard at that point to let him go, but I knew it had to be done. And so you're right. Like I was ready, but I don't know if he was. And so now time has passed. I think that you said, thank you for telling me, put your boundaries. I need to be told that a lot.
Well, and the good news is if I'm being honest with you, I do feel like you would have done it either way. I do. I think that it's good to have this information because you can be firmer because listen, people, and he's great when we're not putting him down. Like you said, a beautiful soul, lots of beautiful 100%. Qualities,
yes.
But people unintentionally are manipulative, right? Like we all are to some degree. And so it's good for you so that he doesn't kind of slide in without you being aware of what's going on. But because you're so excited, but because the new connection is so lovely, you're naturally going to have all the boundaries in the world.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It gives me reason for a reason.
Exactly. So yeah, I love this for you. And I mean, you definitely know what you're doing and I feel like you do a good job. And Kane and Randy and I talk about this a lot too, because of who you are vibrationally, cutting out people, even in a friendship capacity or a work capacity, anybody who's like really absorbing your energy is something that's important for you, but you're already doing that.
To all of our listeners, if you'd like to be part of the show and get a private reading from our host, Heather McCain, please contact us at podcast.soul.school@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Soul School. And I want to really do a shout out. Thank you to our guest, Brooke. And this is something that we're really going to try to continue to do on Soul School, is really bring guests on and not only bring them on and do a session with them, but then bring them back so that you can kind of see a little bit into their lives and how the reading maybe resonated with them or sort of what came to fruition. And so I'm so excited as we continue to do this journey to bring on new guests. And I'm so excited to have Brooke back on soon. And thank you again for listening to Soul School. And you know, I really hope this week that your soul journey is a smooth one.